We're talking to Men from the Mummers, the Woodland String Band. They're from Philadelphia. They've been in existence for 88 years, and we have some of their members here. Lee Winter, who are the only ones I know his name.
Yes.
And this is the first time that you've come to Tulip Time, right?
This is our first time at the Tulip Time Festival. It's actually a project that I've tried to get for about 2 years now, and things didn't quite materialize the last couple of years, but Jessica, through her perseverance, really, did her job, and we worked together, and here we are.
Well, she was very excited. She calls me after last week. She says, "We got the Mummers," and that's good. That'll be something different and interesting for the city of Holland. You guys won't be wearing wooden shoes, right?
No. We have our own shoes that are made up with costume and feathers and sequins and.
What kind of shoes?
They're all different colors. They go with our theme that we did. We did an Aladdin theme this year.
Okay.
And there's green, there's red, there's blue.
So pink and purple too. It looked like.
There's pink. Yeah.
Fuchsia.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fuchsia. It's not pink. And you all have been doing this since you were young.
I started since I was 8 years old.
Okay. Were your father involved?
My father knew somebody in a different string band.
Okay, because I know it's generational. There's a couple generations sometimes in the same troupe, right?
Yeah, it's usually a family tradition. My father's been doing it for 40 years. I've been doing it. This will be my 18th. It'll be his 40th year doing it, and that's how we were brought into it.
Okay.
So my brothers and I, it's been 18 years for myself.
Okay.
My other two brothers, so it is a big family tradition.
My grandfather got me involved in it in the early 80s. This would be my 32nd year. This would be my 30. I got the face for radio more importantly. This would be my 32nd year involved. I've been doing it. I'll be 40 this year. It's my big 40.
Okay.
Been doing it since I was 8 years old. My grandfather got me involved in it.
All right, and do you have some young boys in it this year? Did you bring any young guys with you or just the old guys?
We have a few younger guys, but not.
And let's see, describe your instruments, because I know they're like out of the norm, right?
Right, there's no brass instruments allowed in string bands. It's okay. All wind instruments. It's banjos, saxophones, bass fiddles, percussion, accordions.
Saxophone is a string instrument?
It's a wind instrument.
It's a wind. Oh, okay, yes. String, yes. And wind. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I was given to understand that some of your string instruments are like not the regular banjo or the regular guitar that you might see. Is that the case?
Well, what do you consider a regular banjo?
Like what Steve Martin plays.
Okay, Steve Martin plays a five-string banjo.
Okay.
Okay. There's no five-string banjo in the Mummers.
Okay.
I play a four. I play a four-string plectrum banjo.
Okay.
It's got 22 frets, and basically instead of the picking, which you would use the picks on your fingers.
Right.
We just strum. Okay. It's more of like a chord melody.
Okay. Right. Like the bass guitar, kind of like that.
We use it more as a rhythm instrument.
Okay. All right. And you, what do you play?
I actually play tenor sax.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is that heavy?
No. The bass sax is baritone
heftier,
sax, a little heavier. And then to go back on the string instruments, last year we did a night theme, and we had about like eight mandolins.
Right.
So yeah, we try to find what's specific to the theme.
Oh,
we
right.
Can use an instrument.
Okay.
And then we try to use. So.
All right. And Lee, what do you use?
I play drums.
You
I'm
play the drums.
Yes.
Okay. And you keep the beat too, then.
I keep the beat, and I'm also the business agent for the band, so I book all the performances for the band.
You're like an all-round person.
Yes.
Okay. All right. You guys are going to be in the parade tomorrow, and then you're out of here?
Now we're doing a 4 o'clock performance on 8th Street by Splashpad.
Right.
And then we'll be doing a little performance at the Afterglow Party at 9 o'clock.
Oh, at 9 o'clock. Yes. And then what, you guys will be out of here on Sunday?
And then we leave at 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning, because it is Mother's Day on Sunday.
Oh,
so
yes.
We have to
get home
make
for
sure,
that.
Make sure we're home in time for mom.
So back to Philadelphia. Then.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And how many events do you guys go to in a year, would you think?
We book anywhere between, I would say, 50 and 70 performances throughout the year. It's a lot. Every once in a while, it varies. Like this year, we're not as busy as we were last year. The economy is getting better. Like I said, even for here, it almost didn't happen. Up until about a month and a half ago, coming here wasn't going to happen. Yeah, the second sponsor kind of fell through, and Jessica was very upset. She said, "I don't think it's going to happen this year after all the hard work we went through to try to get us here." And mm-hmm. At the last second, about a month ago, a last minute sponsor came through, and we have a small group today this year, and we're hoping that as sponsors and people who've never seen us before see us, you know, we can make it a yearly tradition. And bring a bigger band next year. Every year our theme is different.
Right, that's what I was going to guess.
Yeah, this year we did an Aladdin theme. Next year we're doing an Indian theme.
Okay, Native American Indian. Okay.
Yes. Bill Bernard is. I'm sorry. Bill Bernard is our theme committee chairperson. He's in charge of picking the themes that we do every year. So.
All right, and how do you come up with your themes?
Usually around New Year's, we have a couple themes in mind after the parade, so we're ready to go. We meet with a designer for our costumes, and then we have a costume maker obviously make the costumes. But it's a small committee that comes up with a theme that we think is energetic and will judge well.
Now, when you do your in the parade, mostly you're involved in parades, right?
We do parades, we do concerts.
Okay.
Anything that we're booked for, that we're hired for.
Okay, do you go out of the United States very often?
We have been to the Cayman Islands twice.
Let's go there.
Every year, yeah. Every year for the past, how many years have you gone to Ireland?
I think it's the 15th year.
15
to
years.
Ireland?
We go to McCroom County, Cork, Ireland. We've been in Portland, Oregon. We've been down to Port Arthur, Texas for the Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. But
that's
this
where
is
I
our,
came here from.
Okay. So we went down there for the Sun Fun Festival. But this is our first time here in the state of Michigan, and I know there's other festivals in the area, and we're hoping to make this an annual trip and get more. And it's what's good about it, we're also promoting our parade as well, too. So
right.
If people see us, they say, hey, let's go down to Philadelphia and see their parade.
See their parade. Oh, okay. You guys do a big, and all the string bands probably are involved in
yeah.
it, right?
There are 17 string bands that we compete against.
And then who judges those? Do you have celebrity judges?
They're not celebrity, but they're judges that have their background knowledge in costumes, in production. They could be theater majors, voice majors, singing majors, and music. There's music major judges. So they're very. You can't even.
We're judged on a multi costume, right. Choreography, music. Music is a very, very big part of our parade. We carry on New Year's Day. You're going to see 14 of us in the festival this year. But in the New Year's Day parade, there's 67 of us.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we're hopping and dancing and flipping. And these guys, I'm a banjo player. You know, they just,
you don't have to flip?
No, I don't have to flip. Thankfully, I have to just, you know, play a banjo and then I go
instead
off
of
and I dance and I hop around a little bit. These guys, I've been doing it for so long. Billy's been doing it for, what, 20 years? Just under 20 years. The parade has changed so much. I mean, the technical music that these guys play, the triplets, the runs, and then while they're doing all of those things, they're actually dancing. They're moving around, and we put on literally a 4.5 minute Broadway production, and we work 365 days a year for 4.5 minutes of that judging competition.
Okay.
And then when it's over, it's one big old party.
I bet.
It's a good time.
It's a release buster.
And that happens in Philly, though, right?
Right.
That does. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Where are you guys staying at?
We are staying at Hope College.
Oh, okay. Good. Yes. Good. Mm-hmm. All right. I won't tell. Let's see. I think I'm about done with questions, unless you guys can think of anything else to tell me about.
No, but honestly and sincerely, everyone that we've met has been extremely kind. Very excited
very
to see
common.
Us.
Right.
We are.
Very
we would also just like to say thank you so much for having us here.
We're glad to have you.
Thank you again for having us.
We'll have fun in the parade tomorrow.
Yes, and the sun's going to be shining.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful.
It never rains on Woodland, so I told Jessica that several times. It's for Woodland, and it rained this morning. The sun will be out tomorrow, and that's a good thing too, because when the sun shines on the costumes, it just
it really makes them
color.
Pop.
And I'd also like to note that it really did stop raining when we landed.
Hey, that's great. Good. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
But, yeah, the temperature is going to be a little bit. Yesterday it was in the 80s, which is kind of warm, I bet, for those costumes.
It's very warm, yes.
And in the 60s tomorrow, that'll be a lot better, I think.
Perfect, yeah.
All right, you guys, well, I'm glad to meet you. I'm glad you're here in Holland. We'll see you tomorrow at the music parade.
Great to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye now.